Mix 94.7 KMCH. Good Wednesday morning. It is June 1, 2022. Dairy royalty on the way today. In fact, we have the Delaware County Dairy King with us. Right? Am I saying that right, Roger? You're not the queen? You're not the king? I'm joking. Follow along. Play along.
Sorry. No.
You're ruining the bit, Roger.
I must be the king then. Oh, wow.
No,
I wasn't
Roger.
Ready
no.
for that.
You were considering, like, you're not really going to interview me about. Of course, I wasn't going to ask you about
I grew
that.
Up on a dairy farm. I know cows.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
we won't talk about that.
I showed at the fair.
Did you
I was
really?
In 4-H.
Did you ever get trophies?
I was a senior showman
okay.
my senior year. Yeah, yeah. We can talk dairy. We send the girls
You were
home.
Like, you had this worried look in your face. Like, no, Roger, it's just a joke.
We can talk dairy and they can fake it with friends
and then
of backbone.
Come and talk. No, yeah. You're here for friends of backbone, of course. No, we're just having fun with you this morning. Here's the thing. I drove into town this morning, Roger. It was a beautiful sunrise, just gorgeous weather. Spring is finally here with hints of summer here and there. And there's already been a lot of folks out and about in the parks. Yeah. And that's just going to grow. And you guys have some fun events with Friends of Backbone coming up we want to talk about this morning.
Yep. Yeah, first of all, for anybody that's not familiar with the Friends of Backbone, in 1998, a large group organized a volunteer project to remove about 150,000 tons of silt from the Backbone Lake bed, which involved about 650 individuals, organizations, and businesses. Following that effort, they had some money left over, and more importantly, they had the desire and commitment to continue to support Backbone. Thus, the Friends of Backbone Lake was incorporated specifically to support and enhance Backbone State Park. Since 1998, the Friends of Backbone have invested over $75,000 in Backbone State Park, including such things as playground equipment, script bricks, silt retention basins, trees in the campground, storage buildings, high spy viewer at the Eastgate Lookout. We pay for materials the master gardeners use for maintaining the gardens around the lodge, and some TV and miscellaneous equipment for the CCC Museum. In 2019, our friends group was honored to receive the Governor's Volunteer Award from Governor Reynolds for our contributions to Backbone.
You know, and as a kid growing up in Fayette, you know, we would always come down to Backbone because mm-hmm. that was the closest state park. I mean, we'd have reunions there. We'd have parties. So to know that you guys are helping keep that thing beautiful is pretty awesome. So let's talk about some of the other stuff you guys do.
Sure. And just, I'll back up just a second before we move on to that, but you brought up a point. Backbone is Iowa's oldest state park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rededicated at 100 years old a couple of years ago with the governor there for some activities. So, yeah. So, yes, we do sponsor some activities at Backbone. Some of them are annual, some are new ones. But the first one coming up this spring is this coming Saturday is the FIDS Kids Fishing Clinic. Spit it out.
Or the FIDS Kishing Clinic.
Yeah, kids and fish, something to do with that.
Yeah.
Every year, the state DNR has a free fishing weekend, which is the first weekend in June. And by free, that means that people don't have to buy a fishing license to go fishing. So it's a good opportunity for us to have some kids come out, do a little fishing, and they don't have to go buy a fishing license to do that. So we started that a number of years ago. And like I said, the one this week or this year is this coming Saturday, June 7th. Registration starts at 9:30. Activities start at 10. And it's located in a parking lot right next to the dams along the beach. It'll be easy to spot the activities going on when somebody shows up. This is open to children ages 5 to 16. And we ask that children under the age of 12 be accompanied by an adult.
And it looks like you're going to have nice weather for it, too, mid-70s and everything. So let's talk about the event as a whole. What's going to be going on? What kind of activities?
There's a lot of activities other than just fishing. They'll be encouraged to learn how to identify fish and amphibians. There'll be some little water tanks there that DNR and wildlife people will bring some animals for them to look at and learn what they are. They'll learn about the safety and regulation for fishing before they start. And then, of course, they'll get their chance to throw a line in the water there at the lake and try and catch some fish. And following the fishing, we'll have prizes awarded based on like first fish and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's also very likely that every kid that participates will get some kind of a prize, which is our goal every year. We anticipate being done around noon. So that's the highlight of the fishing clinic coming up this Saturday, 9:30 at Backbone Park. If anyone has questions, they can call me, 563-920-1062.
Roger Helmrich's along with us this morning here on KMCH, our guest of the day. So this is the first event, but you said you guys and gals, Friends of Backbone, are busy throughout the summer and kind of throughout the whole year. Let's talk about some of the other events you have coming on.
There's a new one that we're helping sponsor this year. This is a an event put on through the University of Iowa, and it's called Iowa Wildlife Camp. And the university is sponsoring these wildlife camps at a number of state parks. It's a week-long camp. This year at Backbone, it will run from Monday, July 18th through Friday, July 22nd. And this camp is open for students entering grades 3 through 7 this next year. And the wildlife camps are a mixture of conservation, education, and adventure recreation. Campers will experience activities such as studying wildlife, playing nature-based games, exploring natural habitats, engaging in outdoor recreation activities, and participating in conservation efforts. They'll study the wildlife, including mammals, birds, amphibians, reptiles, fish, and insects. They'll explore the woodlands, wetlands, prairies, and other natural habitats, and learn about the park history and its unique geological and archaeological features.
So all that stuff going on, what's it cost to be a part of that, and how do you get to be a part of it?
Sure. The cost for the state wildlife camps is $160 per person. However, at Backbone, our friends group is helping kick in, we're going to kick in some money so that for the first 20 registrants, it'll only be $100. And as of last week, I checked and they had 12 students registered at that time. So there's still room for another 8 to get in there at the $100 price. So if you're interested, you can go online and get registered. The spots are limited. So again, you get online, get registered. And here's the website, and it's rather lengthy. It's wild, W-I-L-D, dot education, dot uiowa, dot edu, /state park camps. And the person to contact at the University of Iowa is the Wildlife Camps Director, and that's Ellen Carman at ellen-carman, C-A-R-M-A-N, at uiowa.edu. And her phone number is 319-467-3287.
And I know that's a lot of info to throw out. We're going to put all that on the website under our Guest of the Day segment, including the link to the website and the phone number and the email, too, for everybody.
Yep. And when people go on there to register, even if they're not sure if they want to go on the website, and it has recommendations on clothing and activities and where to go and stuff like that. But a few of the general kickers for the camp. It'll be each day, that Monday through Friday. The parents will be notified before the camp of the exact location. But the general schedule for the day is for the students to arrive and be dropped off between 7:45 and 8:30. The camp will run from 8:30 to 3:30, and then they'll pick up their students between 3:30 and 4:15. The kids will need to bring their own snacks, a water bottle, and lunch. They'll have additional water available. The website talks about the proper dress to wear. Mm-hmm, of course, you're going to be outside, and the weather in July can be anything here in Iowa. But we think this is a very unique and fun educational experience for local youth this summer, and the Friends Group is glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And so, again, the first event coming up this weekend, the Friends of Backbone with the Fishing Fund for the Kiddos. Let's talk about that and remind everybody about that.
Yep, that is this Saturday, registration at 9:30, right next to the lake at Backbone. You can't miss it. And the activity will start about 10, and we should be wrapped up by noon.
And then we'll have to get you back in to visit when we get closer to this University of Iowa thing,
too. We can do that. We can do that.
Yep. And then now, final question. Do you remember the name of the cow you led at the fair when you were
Daisy.
Showing Gary? You do remember.
How would you know if I'm right or not?
You were confident. That's all that matters. You sold it, and I believed it. Roger, if anybody has questions about Friends of Backbone, they want to learn more, they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it?
They can give me a call anytime at 563-920-1062.
Right after you said it, I knew you were lying.
You did.
The smile on your face gave it away. Roger Helmrichs, give him the round of applause he deserves. We'll put all those details about, of course, fishing this weekend and the upcoming University of Iowa camps outdoors on our website at kmch.com. Any final points before we move to adjourn, sir?
It's a great time to be outdoors in Iowa.
There you go. From the man himself right there, Guest of the Day continues. Stay with us here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.